My dear students, this is Ms. Bashir, your teacher of civilization and the target language, speaking. In this vocal recording, I am going to share with you the most important information that you need to know about the first lesson, whose title is The United Kingdom, an Overview. So, let's begin the lesson. The United Kingdom, whose abbreviation is the UK and whose full and official name is the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, is an island nation located in the northwestern coast of Europe. It comprises four countries, which are England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Its capital is London. Now, let me stop to make the following brief remark. First, you should know that the UK is not Great Britain. The two names I mean are not synonyms, because the UK, as I have just said, is made up of England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, whereas Great Britain includes only England, Wales, and Scotland. It does not include any part of Ireland, right? Second, whenever you hear about the word the British Isles, spelt I-S-L-E-S, you have to keep in mind that this name, that is, the British Isles, refers to the group of islands that includes Great Britain, Ireland, and all the smaller islands around them. Okay, now, what borders the UK? The UK borders the Atlantic Ocean and the Irish Sea to the west, the English Channel to the south, the North Sea to the east, and the Celtic Sea to the southwest. The Republic of Ireland, which is a sovereign nation and whose capital is Dublin, is the only country that has a land border with the UK. Note, Celtic is spelled C-E-L-T-I-C, right? Now, let's move to the second part, which speaks about prehistoric Britain. First, what is prehistory? Prehistory is the time in human life or history before any information was written down. That is, before there were written records of events. When did prehistoric Britain start? Prehistoric Britain started when the first humans arrived in the British Isles. It ended with the Roman invasion or the Roman conquest, which took place in AD 43 and made of Britain part of the Roman Empire. As prehistory lacks written records, archaeologists and historians use artifacts, cave art, buildings, and burial sites to discover and know more about how prehistoric people lived. They have, as a result, divided prehistory into three main periods or ages. These are the Stone Age, the Bronze Age, and the Iron Age. Now, let's have a brief idea about each age. First, the Stone Age. In the Stone Age, flint
which is a kind of stone, was shaped and used as tools and weapons. The Stone Age has been divided or broken down into three distinct periods, which are the Paleolithic, the Mesolithic, and the Neolithic. Again, let's have an idea about each period. A. The Paleolithic, also known as the Old Stone Age. The approximate time frame is 800,000 BC to 10,500 BC. Early people living in the Paleolithic times led a nomadic lifestyle. They were, in other words, nomadic people who moved from place to place hunting and gathering food. They lived in caves. They discovered fire, which helped them stay warm, cook, and frighten away dangerous and wild animals. B. The Mesolithic, also known as the Middle Stone Age. The approximate time span is 10,500 BC to 4,000 BC. In the Paleolithic times, the ice started to melt, the weather became warmer, and sea levels rose, and this transformed Britain into an island. Before this time, there was no sea between Britain and Europe. Before the Mesolithic time, in other words, it was possible to walk from Britain to France. Mesolithic people moved around, following herds of animals and trying to find the best flint to be used for tool making. C. The Neolithic, also known as the New Stone Age. The approximate time span is 5000 BC to 2400 BC. In the Neolithic period, people began to stop moving around. They started, in other words, to live in one place permanently. They planted crops like wheat and raised animals such as goats and sheep. It was during the Neolithic times that people in Britain started to use pottery. Second, the Bronze Age. The approximate lifespan was 2400 BC to 800 BC. The Bronze Age began with the start of metal working. During this age, prehistory people started to make tools and weapons from bronze. Because it was a hard and durable metal, it was used to make daggers, swords, spearheads, and armor. Gold was also used to make jewelry and luxury items. Bronze Age Britons lived in roundhouses in small villages. Roundhouses had walls made of stick and mud. Roundhouses were surrounded by fences to protect against attacks or raids by enemy tribes. As bronze tools were sharper and stronger than stone tools, it was easier to farm than ever before. Consequently, farming replaced hunting and gathering as the main way to secure food.
Third, the Bronze Age. The approximate time frame was 800 BC to AD 43. In this age, prehistoric people began using iron to make weapons and tools. Iron was cheaper, stronger, and lighter than bronze. During this time, many Celtic people from Europe settled in Britain. Then, people lived in tribes and fought each other for food and land. Hill forts were built for defense. People lived inside the forts and warriors defended them from enemy attacks. The Iron Age ended in AD 43 when Romans invaded and settled in Britain. Thank you for your attention. I really hope that this vocal recording is going to help you understand more than what you have read from the PDF file that you have. So, waiting to see you virtually, certainly soon. I wish you all the best. Bye.